I love that song by Shirley Murdoch, You're My Ministry. You know, marriage is a ministry. Yes, it is. It's a ministry. I mean, you know, God is love. God is love. And the closer that one gets to God, the closer we get to God, I can't help but to believe by my own experience with my Queen Katrina, love becomes such a simple, simple thing, love. I mean, when the word says, for God so loved the world until he gave. Love is about giving. Love is not about snatching and having your way. And that's why we're going to deal with this explosive conversation concerning church drama. And our discussion will be about church hurts and drama in the homes. Now, as I was saying, love is such a simple thing. It is impossible for someone to have God and have all of this anointing, and both men and women, and have all of this these gifts and then have an issue with affection and love. I've been there. I've done that. I know what it is to be a man and have to hide things and then getting into sin because of what I was looking for. And I know what it is to hear people say, I have God, but there's no love. So that's why we want to share with you through experience how to stay away from drama. All of us have sinned. All of us have come short of the glory of God. Yes, even me, even you. If you're breathing, you've came short of many things. And, you know, I would never want to walk with a man or woman who have never failed. Because wisdom tells me that if you have never failed and you've never made mistakes, excuse me, then I have a problem in believing that you have a relationship with God at all. So through experience, we want to share with you, you that are young and you're dating and you are wishing and hoping for someday to get married, I want to share with you some principles that will help you, that will help you in your journey, in your seeking. Men, a man that finds a wife, he finds a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Women, if you can't bring that man favor, stay away from him. Men, if you don't sense the favor of God, stay away from her. Be her friend. You know, read books. Do something. Go to the mall. Be careful who you are involved with. Now, think about it. And I want to encourage you that are engaged, make sure that you have clear spiritual counsel before you get married. Marriage is a beautiful thing. It is a wonderful thing. I am for it. I think marriage is the greatest business on earth. Yes, marriage is the greatest business on earth. It is the only business that God has attached covenant to. This was the Creator's wisdom to make a man in his own image and make a woman in his image. And the two became one. Satan capitalized on the situation, and he knew, I've got to break this up because this is too much like heaven. And see, Lucifer, Satan knew, if I could bring division in the home, I can divide the earth. And we have all types of divisions. We have divisions of race, divisions of religion. We have people who think they are superior to everyone. Isn't that childish? And then we have people who are inferior to other races. Isn't that childish? You can be an adult and have a childlike mind. You can have high positions in life. You can have a lot of power and be just like a little boy with a fire truck and or a toy police car or make-believe superheroes. You must understand something, that just because you are of age, it does not mean you have aged in wisdom. So the earth is filled with grown children. I got to say that again. The earth is filled with grown children. So what we have to understand that in order to achieve a mental success, spiritual success, we have to become a child. You know, the word of God declares, unless we become like a little child, we will in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. I believe the kingdom of God is while you're breathing and living, living abundantly. I do believe, and I speak that, and I decree that, that we have abundant life. Yes. Do you believe right now you can have abundant life? Abundant life is a wonderful thing. And so we are going, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening.
Good evening. Stand by. Stand by. Got a little static there. Stand by. And I want you to know that there is victory in marriage. Marriage is a good thing. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. It's going to be hot, hot, hot. No more drama. We must find out how the enemy stirs up drama from the time we were born until the time of our maturity. And by the time you get of a certain age, you've probably, I know I have, experienced more drama than movies. So real life drama is what we're going to talk about. Young ladies, you that are dating, call in 818-431-8553. And you that are married, call in 818-431-8553. You that are looking to get married, you that don't want to be married, you call in also, 818-431-8553. Write down this number. After these 2 hours, you are so welcome to give me a call at 317-400-3693. We'd love to counsel and talk to you. I'll be right back. Stand by.
You are my mender. You are my
Yes, you know, marriage is a ministry. It's not just something that is good to be in. Marriage is a ministry. You know, being married to my queen, Katrina, I love her every day. And you know what? I did not want, I'm going to tell you something. Before I married my queen, I did not want a religious, stuck-up, supersonic, spiritual woman that had no balance. I've been there, done that. I wanted somebody that could comprehend as well as be anointed. Because there's a whole lot of anointed people that have no balance. Good God, I believe I have my friend back with us. Praise God for our dear friend. Katrina and I are so happy that this woman came into our lives. She is from everything, from an entrepreneur, a playwright, an anointed prophetess, and just have a lot of class. Sylvia Browning, welcome again. Praise God. You know what? We're going to fix this. We'll be right back. We're going to find out why we're having a little issues with the phone. So y'all stand by. I'm going to play something for you, and we're going to deal with this. Praise God. God bless you, Sylvia. Stand by.
Words of love that I needed.
Listen, yes, I hear that prayer. In Jesus' name. I caught you praying, woman. I told y'all. Let me tell you something. She was going to get deep. She was going to get deep, y'all. And she, Sylvia Browning, mighty woman of God, I heard you. And I said, let me cut this song off so I can catch her praying. Praise God. And this woman is ready for a mighty marriage. She is ripe. She is balanced. And I thank God for her. My queen, Katrina, baby, darling, good looking, sexy woman. Sexy lady. Woo!
Only
I seen a pretty lady in a shopping mall. I said to her, can I talk to you for a while? She looked at me and she said, baby, you kind of chocolate. I said, yeah, baby, you my brown sugar too. Praise God. How you doing, sweetie?
After all that, where could I be but elated? I am honored to be your queen, king, my king.
Aww.
Wonderful you. You are great. You are honest. You are wholesome. You are pure. You kind of... you're balanced too, I'll say that.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Y'all go without saying too much, I'll say you're balanced.
It's Berta, Alberta, love it. Are you here?
Hello, Apostle.
This young lady, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, Alberta, love it. Get ready. Because you're going to see that name in your bookstores, online.
Right.
You're going to see that name. So everybody all over the world, say Alberta, love it.
Alberta, love it.
That's a big name, y'all.
That's a big name. It's going to be on the movie screen.
And you spoke that word to her. We're going to jump right into this, y'all, because I feel it in my stomach. I feel it in my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Church drama, relationship drama. I want to say something to every gentleman that's single, every young man, and every young lady. Listen to me, young ladies. I'll start with you, ladies first. I have a question, and I want you to think about this. This will help you stay away from drama. Listen to this. Number one, ladies, how can you keep a husband when you can't keep a boyfriend?
Ooh.
Men, how can you keep a wife if you couldn't keep... Are y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
How can you keep a wife if you couldn't keep a girlfriend?
Wow.
You know what? When you date, if you're not dating, if you're in transition, let me tell you something. You've tuned in for one reason and one reason only. If you are a single person, you have a chance to start over. If you are married, you have a chance to start over. So we're all even on this thing.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You can't have a happy home if you're not happy.
Mm.
And you can't look, men, you can't look for, I heard a man say the other day, I want a good church woman. I need somebody strong. I said, okay, good. That sounds good. Let me ask you a question. I said, what are you going to present to this queen? Well, I'm a real man. You know, I said, stop right there. Stop right there. You sound like you was questioning yourself. I'm a real man. That's one thing I don't have to say to my queen. I'm a man, baby.
No, you don't.
I's the man. Let me tell you something. I feel like a man when I'm helping my baby clean up the house. I feel like I'm the man when I pick up behind myself. I cannot stand these men who feel like that a woman's job is to keep her shoes off and have some babies and to pick up behind their dirty, trifling selves. I meant every word I just said. I had a young man say to me, my wife not subject to me. I said, she's not? Yeah. I said, give me some examples. True story, y'all. That's all I tell. I said, give me some examples. He said, well, first of all, she don't pick up my clothes. She don't pick up behind me. Now, this boy about 350 pounds. I said, you big monkey, listen to me. Sit down. Yes, I did. I said, don't nobody want to pick up your stripes. Come on, lady, you know that little stripe that be down the shorts?
Oh, Jesus.
And only one have stripes is a real man don't have stripes because he watches his,
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Come on, I'm giving some beans and cornbread. Are y'all ready for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A real man takes a shower, take a bath before he go to bed, and then you got the nerve to have a plan for something and you dirty. And suppose y'all sleep and she slip down and slide down and smell the sheets where your dirty tail, your dirty behind was. A real man to clean his tail.
That's right.
Ooh, that hurts. So, a real man is a clean man. A real man is a man that knows God and knows how to love a woman. So we got to raise some, we got a generation of wannabes. I really love y'all. But we have a generation of wannabe. I want to be a man. And what makes me a man, this is the ideology, is my money and my car and my house. No, that doesn't make you a man. I know how to put it down. Put down what? That doesn't make you a man. I heard a man, I was walking past in a store, and I heard this man talking to this woman. He said, yeah, I know how to put it down. I know how to take care of business. And he was talking sexually, and she was sitting there listening with a slow cell. If that's all you know how to do is put it down, you need to really do that. Put it down. Quit it. Slam that thing on the table and hit it with a Bible and say, stop in the name of Jesus. It
is
right
on
that
table.
Lay it on the table, take a Bible and hit it. Bam! And say, stop, I rebuke you.
Oh, Lord.
And women, you'll have a hard time putting yourself on the table, so we just deal with you later. But real men, real men. And you know, most people when they date, they put on the fake spirit.
Yeah.
You know, in school, I never had what they call a line, a rap. I've always spoke from my heart. You know, young ladies and young men, stop putting on. And, you know, there are women who only want the booty.
Yes.
Oh, yes. There are women who only want the booty call. I don't want a relationship with no man. And when I want it, I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? This is me. You know what time it is. Bring yourself over here. And you got an hour.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he comes over there, and he knows that all he got to do is drop his sperm off and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yes.
And
yes.
Nowadays, men, women are worse than men.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Man, it used to be women to come to and let you know, I want you to me. You want to be my faith buddy? My faith buddy?
Mm.
Y'all gifts working? It started with an F. You want to be my F buddy?
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. Y'all pray for these mighty women. Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
We got you.
Yeah,
we
got you.
Holler, whistle, or something.
I'm sorry.
No, I want that. I want that because this is real talk. Okay, let's start with church drama. Church drama. You know, I refuse to put on, and somebody said, there's nothing wrong with the church. You know what I'm talking about. Church
Come
drama.
Come on now.
Stop playing with this. I'm talking church drama. In the choir, in the pulpit. Come on. What do you do? And yes. What do you do with church drama? Y'all talk. Come on, ladies.
I just ain't found one. Because there's too much drama in a lot of them. I haven't been in church since your church.
Oh, God.
The church I got has been within me. I read the scripture. I try to calm myself. And, you know, every now and then I do my whole deep, deep prayers. And I thank God for everything he's given me, everything I have. You know, to help kids' health and my family health. And that's my church. I listen to my church music every Sunday morning and cook dinner and stuff like that. Other than that, I haven't found the church. Too many of them fake. It's a model thing where they got all dressed up and who looked the best, and they got their personal likings, and no, I'm good.
Let me tell you something. Are you ready, Berta? Are y'all ready to fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
I feel another transparent anointing, transparency coming on me. Hello? Roger? Yes? Time to talk. Okay. Now watch this. I appreciate what you said, Berta, and you are my heart. I love you. But there was a whole lot of drama there, too.
I know you know
that, baby, but I'm going to, can I tell it? I was a part of the drama. I was a part of the drama. I was unhappily married. I give honor to every person I've been with. I have nothing negative to say. I esteem them higher than myself. But listen, I was a part of the drama. Here's why. I love God. I love the people of God. But folk got on my nerves. For our counsel, I knew everybody's mess. But as soon as I had my little soap opera, I was the demon. They forgot about the love. They forgot about the patience. They forgot about the bills that were paid. They forgot about this and that. But I give God the glory. That's why I take all of the responsibility. I was part of the drama because you know what? I know how Moses felt when he came down from that mountain, looked at those people, and they was worshiping another god, and this man been in the presence of God. The worst man you can deal with is a man that's totally chosen by God, because when he gets pissed off, it's going to be some furniture moving. Now, I'm going to tell him. Now, let me tell you something. Don't you think? Because you get a man of God. Oh, he's sweet. He's anointed. He's also anointed to go off on your tail. You can holler, I'm a wife if I want to. No affection. How in the hell you're a woman and you have no affection? How can you pop a baby out of your twitch and there's no affection? But see, I take all the blame. searching for love. I was searching for love. Y'all, I'm getting this out. I was a searching for love in the wrong places. And you know what the wrong place was? The church. Could have went to a bar. I could have went down to the mall or something.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Was your wife picked for you?
Say it again, sweetie.
Was the first wife, did they pick her for you?
No, my slow self did. Listen, I was the first one, and I honor her. She's a beautiful mother, but let me tell you my part. I don't talk about nobody else's part. People talk about your story, my story, and then God's story. I'm going to tell you God's story, which is the Holy Ghost truth. We did the nasty. I sperm. She got pregnant. And I said, will you marry me? Because we done did this thing. And I don't want not to accept my responsibility. As young as I was, nobody ever gave me credit. At least he married you. All these little nappy-headed buckwheat.
That's right. That's right.
And pregnant and don't marry them, at least I accepted my responsibility.
Yes, you did.
It's an honorable
and then
thing.
The honorable thing. And then the preachers told the preacher, the pastor at the time, had me in the office. And it's like I was doing something wrong because I wanted to accept my responsibility. His daughter was screwing the hell out of another young man, and they were queen. Well, let me leave that alone. Have you ever seen folk in the church?
I'm sorry. I was like, what?
Have you ever seen, I'm going to tell it like a T.I. is, have you ever seen folk in the church and even in immediate families? One boy can bring any kind of woman, every kind of woman home, and he is prince. But the other
not
time,
in my house.
Watch this. But watch this. But the other child can accept his responsibility, and he's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever seen this church drama? Certain people can sin all over the church, and they are held and worshipped. Let somebody else sin, and they are the devil. Can I tell y'all why?
Yes.
When you are chosen, you are exposed. But when you are called, you are covered.
That's it.
Sound like to me somebody covering a sin by partiality. Come on, you can find a family. One boy can be a whore. And the mama will love him. Baby. You my baby. The other boy that's chosen, everything he does is wrong. I don't care what y'all say. That happens.
It does. Every one of them. I understand.
I got
that
a nephew like that. I got a nephew.
Come on.
Just like that. Go to school, college, working. I'm talking about everything he's supposed to do. Got these other kids out here in and out of jail, having babies at 16.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about selling drugs, coming in high and drunk, bringing drugs in the house, the whole run down. But the chosen one that goes to church three times a week, goes to school, got a baby. He got a baby, you know, but he's taking care of his business, babysits and everything else, and they still in school with a mama still in school, and Wookie, my fault, name slipped out.
Keep going.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, they treat him so bad. And he chosen spiritually.
Yes,
and he's
he
a good kid.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
And that's what he got to deal with.
I'm going to back you up.
Yes.
Because he's my spiritual son.
Yes.
Wow.
You remember when Jesus said, the way they hated me, they're going to hate you? When you are called woman or man and chosen, you will be rejected by your own people.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I love and forgive everybody. But those that do the will of my Father, those my kinfolk.
That's right. Amen.
Well,
yeah.
I live this thing.
That's right.
No man has
yes.
given up houses, land. That verse has been fulfilled with my life, and I give God the glory. Houses, land, wife, children. And see, right there, folk will say, I don't believe in that, boys. Well, there's a whole lot of stuff you may end up giving up before your promotion. And I'm so glad.
That's right.
Go ahead, baby.
That is so true. You come through life and people will say, you know, people will question you. How can the love of God dwell in you, but you'll give up, you know, you'll give up your parents, you'll give up your family. The man Jesus himself gave up his family, denied himself, denied his family life, all for the the portion that was given unto him. We've had to deny family. We've had to let go of people. And it gets to a point where even if in your natural self you want to hold on to your family members or those who just your friends, and it gets to a point where, you know what, if you don't let them go, they'll got to have them to let you go. Because you're going to do the will of God no matter what.
Amen.
Yes.
And when you're chosen of God, I mean, when you're truly chosen of God, you don't even know yourself. That's the last person you're going to know.
Mm.
Because you're really dealing with this God nature in you and then this flesh nature. And you said, okay, the God nature is the most important. And then you have this other nature. You were just talking about it. You were saying about the sin, the drama, and all of that. But when it comes to a point where you get to that realization, well, you know what? Everybody else is going to be everybody else, whether I'm walking for God, not walking for God. You know, it comes to the point where it's just God. I can't hold on to anything or anybody because when it comes down to it, my life, my breath, the whole totality of who God is, and if I ever find out really, really, really who God says I am and walk in it completely, I'm going to have to go to the source. I cannot depend on what somebody on the outside says, family members, friends. Nobody can tell you who you are but God. And if you live upon, based upon what something else has gone, I mean, the drama, you're going to have drama all your life. Drama's going to surround you.
Wow.
But it depends. The scripture says, whose report are you going to believe? They talked about Jesus. They said, you know, they called him the devil. How can the devil cast out devils? But how could it happen? So I just get to the point where, you know, it's God. I'm going to live the life that he's chosen for me. And let the people with drama, Paul said, let the ignorant be ignorant still.
Thank you.
You know what people will say? Someone said to me, you a male chauvinist.
Oh, no,
I said, why did you say that? Well, when you talk about marriage, it seems like you putting women down. And it seems like you don't. I said, let me tell you something. You give a new meaning to slow. Did you hear what I teach? I don't play. I don't come with me trying to put some guilt trip on me. I said, let me tell you something, woman. This same woman that came to me, true story, same woman that came to me with that mess, put her good husband out.
Come on.
Put him out with her girlfriend. Call the police on her husband. This man is in touch with me to this day.
That's right.
He moved far away and told me, I thank God for being evicted by that Jesuit. Well, praise God.
Glory.
And the man was the pastor, but because of the dominance in this person, she came against what God was doing.
Yes, she did.
Are you listening? Excuse me with that. She came against what God was doing. She did not want to see her husband in leadership.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we've got to deal with some things that people are afraid to say. Are y'all there?
Yes.
Because this is what we like about Alberta and our special guest, Sylvia Browning. I cannot see, God didn't give Katrina and I some weak folk.
No.
He gave us some strong people. See, there's a whole lot of drama that will not be talked about unless God raised something like this that he's doing all across the world. And we do not claim to be the only one. And before you think this is an occult, yeah, we have to deny our own, but our family, we love them. If they need us, we'll be there for them.
Definitely.
Come on. But
if I have to
make a choice between my kinfolk and the kingdom of God, I love my kinfolk, but hey, it's the kingdom.
That's right.
And then people say, this same person said to me, well, you're judging. I said, let me take you to the scripture again. Matthew 7 says, judge not that ye be not judged. Come on here.
That's right.
But you got to go read 1 Corinthians 2 and 15. It says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things, and yet he himself is judge of no man.
That's right.
Are you listening to this?
Yes.
He that is spiritual judgeth all things, and yet he himself or her is judge of no man. Don't tell me I'm judging when I'm telling you like it is.
Yes.
And especially if I'm telling on myself. The devil is a liar.
That's right.
Because a person that judges will be self-righteous.
Mm-hmm.
When that person is not spiritual, that person is judging in the spirit of self-righteous. Or is self-righteous in his judgment. But a person that's honest and telling the truth about his own failures, that is a spiritual person. The proof of it is in Galatians 6. If any man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
Yes.
So, being spiritual is simply being honest. Uh-oh. Being spiritual is simply being honest. Let's take a little break, y'all. It's kind of hot. I can feel it. Stand by.
My dove. It's a wonderful thing to be in love with you.
Cancer, we've been through so much together, but God blessed us with us.
Yes, what's night love without day love, baby?
Your whispers are pleasant to my ears, and your wisdom comforts me, my husband.
The fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it.
Love waters can't drown out. Torrents of rain can't put it out.
Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold.
Baby, it's not to be found on the market.
Such a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
That's no fake stuff. I just can't not mix with just anybody. I've been married and divorced, and I ask God, if it is for me to be married, I gave God some specifics. Now, it didn't make sense how it ended up and how it happened, because most sanctimonious people will say, God didn't put y'all together, y'all were in sin. Let me tell you something. Everybody that have walked down the aisles were not virgins.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You can have on white and Snow White at the same time. You can have so much white, you'll look like Frosty.
Come on.
You can have so much white until it looks like the doves are singing. But if you tell the truth, you know, they make sure they put the man in black.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here.
He already told him.
Huh? They put the man in black, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because he, you know, he's not a virgin. But the woman can press down there and look all cute. Da 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 da, da dum dum dum, da dum 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 dum. You are not a virgin, all dressed in white. You may look clean, but you are dirty. Because, I mean, you're walking down the aisle and you're saying, before God, I'm clean. But I don't condemn anybody. You know, white look pretty on a woman. You know, makeup. Looking cute. And you know what? Church drama teaches weddings and marriage the wrong way. Let me explain what I'm saying. You hear women say this, it's my day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's your day, marry yourself.
Come on.
This is my wedding. Well, marry yourself. That's a lie. No wonder marriage doesn't work.
That's
because
right.
it's all about the woman. I love the ladies, I promise you. But I refuse to marry a couple like that. If it's not yours and his day, there's no day. What he's supposed to do, stand up there, and the marriage has nothing to do with him?
Come on.
The devil is a liar. Now, that's been going on for hundreds of years. Well, who day is it when y'all doing the lovemaking?
Hmm.
Come on.
Yes. But even that's been,
go ahead, baby.
Even that has become one-sided, you know, the lovemaking. It's always to please her, and it's not to please them.
Mm. Talk, baby.
I mean, when it comes down to it, it's make sure she gets what she needs to get. Not saying make sure they get what they need to get. The man is the one who puts out, he's the one who releases. So shouldn't he experience the release that he needs to? The scripture talks about the man wanting to please the woman. And then that wasn't a commandment to him. It was a commandment to the woman after the sin that happened in the garden. Your thoughts should be towards your man. His heart's desire should be yours.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What the scripture was told to the woman. His desire shall be your desire. That was a commandment to the woman.
Mm.
God made the man to have that thought, his wife's desire, want to please the wife. I mean, it's become one-sided in all things. Mm. We need to get back. We need to get back to the right way. The way that God created it to be. that's where all the drama comes from, in the relationships, in the church and everything. People have said there's so many women in the church, but there's so much drama in the church.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And from my experience on this earth, it's a lot of drama with women. And until we can get to the point where we don't walk in that drama and drama doesn't be us, then that's where the drama's going to be. We want God said he's coming back for a church without spot or blemish. We got to get it out of our heads. We got to get it out of the place in us, out of our hearts, out of our minds, in order for it to get out of our church, out of our relationships, out of our home, out of our families. We got to get it out of us first.
Mm-hmm. Can I be bold, y'all, and say something?
Yes.
I don't know why I asked, can I be? Scratch that. I'm going to be bold. Anywho, I'll never ask that again. Listen, people talk a lot about the sins of people in leadership.
Yes.
Everybody done took somebody at some point in life. Y'all can shout now.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Do I need to say that again? Well, how you got the nerve to talk about this and that, and you took somebody, man? First of all, you can't take. Hear it good. You can't take somebody's man. If you can take somebody, that person wasn't yours.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If your man could be taken by another woman, then he wasn't yours in the first place.
That's right.
And vice versa.
That's
so
right.
You can't take anybody's mate.
Mm-mm.
It's a good argument, and a lot of women can sit behind the disguise of being a woman. And look pitiful and look like this man hurt you and got another woman pregnant. But the truth be known, oh God.
Come on.
If the truth be known, and a good man is not going to tell it.
That's right.
A good man would rather look like the bad person than to dog out a woman. Because you know why?
Yes.
Roger Goinsby loved his mama.
Yes, he does.
I love my mama. And see, I teach this. And when a woman calls her man a dog, she's calling her daddy a dog.
That's right.
So every woman that I've been with, whether married or in bed, I honor them.
Yes, you do.
I honor them, whether it's a wife, a girlfriend, or a fling. Or in some cases, a sting. But I honor them. Yeah, I do. You know why? Because number one, God made me a man. And when God makes you a man, the first thing that comes is honor. Now, the only people that dog out another person's sins are the ones, watch this, that are still in it.
Yes.
The only people that dogs out another person's sins are the ones that are still in their own sins. Do you understand?
Yes.
Listen, y'all. Stand by. We're going to do this. I went to a ministry. I ministered. Alberta, and the Lord gave me a mighty word, and I want y'all to hear part one of excommunicating drama. Stand by.
He's
See, that mess folk up. You said the Bible is not the word of God. Let me explain something. Find the word Bible in Bible. The word of God is what God has spoken from his own spirit. When it's compiled together, they call it a Bible. You got books that a Bible of sports, a Bible of health. The Word of God is the Word of God. And when people say the Bible is the Word of God, no, the Bible contains words that were written by holy men that have the Holy Spirit upon them to write, and that's what we call holy writ. But the Bible is not the Word of God. And see, this is the problem in the church. People have accepted what man has said over what God has said. Don't you know they use the Bible to start wars? So you have to understand, when you say Bible, that's different from the Word of God itself. Why do you think the church of Jesus' day hated him so much? Because when Jesus came, what he taught went against what tradition taught. Y'all better get this now. And that's why God put a mandate on our lives. He told me. That it would be a controversy with some of the things that he ordained me to say. Why? Number one, I don't teach or preach for money. Oh. So I don't have the spiritual politics to control what I say. Do you understand?
Yes.
See, it takes a bold individual to stand and say, the Bible is not the Word of God. Oh, my God, I told y'all he was a false prophet. You find the word Bible in the Bible, and then I'll preach it. You got Bibles of health. Bible of vitamins. And this is what Jesus said. He said when I came down, he said in St. John 6, I came down as manna from heaven. And that's why he said, I am the living bread. Do you hear that?
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, I'm the living bread. So in other words, what is the Bible? Do we give credit to the Bible, or do we understand there's a difference between Bible and the word of the Lord? Mm-hmm. That's right. You don't believe it? Study. Now, am I saying throw away your Bible? Did those words come out of my mouth, y'all?
No.
Never get, because if you throw away your Bible, you're throwing away a collaboration of books that was written by holy men and women. But what I am saying, a lot of people get caught up on the Bible and miss the word of God. Let me tell you something. There was an animal in the Bible that spoke to a great man. Spoke.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. So you know what? That animal was filled with the word of the Lord. And that animal was not the Bible. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Any questions? Come on, you all. Did y'all eat today?
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. How about it? How about it? Have you mastered not dealing with people who love drama? Katrina and
okay.
I had. Go ahead.
I just said yes. I was answering your question.
I don't know if I mastered it because I actually just did something last night to better my house to get out some of the extra spirits. I got me a swear jar and I haven't put $5 in it since last night. You know, and then I was telling my company that was here earlier today that your first I gotta put money in it. I don't want people coming and no smoking and all that. I'm getting my rules together today. I got to avoid. I was hearing that I wasn't gonna have no more company. I didn't care.
That's right.
Ain't no kick it. Ain't no conversation. I don't want to hear their drama. I'm good. You know, so I'm changing it. I'm changing it actually quicker than I thought, and it's actually coming easy to me. So I'm getting away from the drama. Trying to find a new life, a new way of actually having fun without all the extra drama.
Yes.
I am so proud of you. We are so proud of you. You know, drama
yes,
would it would mess up your relationship. It can hinder your relationship with God if you're not careful.
Yes.
And I'm not
yes.
just talking to anyone. I'm talking to everyone because, you know, Katrina and I, we've had to excommunicate a lot of folk.
Yes.
And, you know, and when you clean out your social closet, God brings new people in your life.
Yes, he does.
Fresh people.
Yes.
And he brings people just like you.
Yes.
Because whenever you decide to be something different, family folk are going to look at you like you lost your mind.
Oh, yes.
They will try to make you feel like you abandoned your family. You have abandoned us, and
that was so funny.
Yeah,
that was something. You know, one of my cousins said to me, "It seemed like once you gave your life to Christ or you accepted Christianity, you left the family." I said, "Are y'all the mob or what?" She was saying that, like, you know, this was some sect that we had to be a part of in order to make success in life. And she didn't, now she's walking the walk that God has called me to walk in Christianity now. Her and her husband are pastoring churches. And now she's saying, I understand what had happened in your life.
See.
Because now
somebody else is coming to her and saying, seemed like when you accepted Christianity, you left the family.
See.
Come on. When it was before Christianity, or before we had accepted who God said we are, they were against it anyway. You know what I'm saying? They weren't with you then either. Mm-hmm. It's like a catch 220. They say you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. Well, I'm not darned. I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I do. I'm blessed because he called me to do.
I like how you said darn, because, you know, I'll say the other one, but I'm not. Go ahead.
I know you will. That's your grace. That's the grace that God gave you.
Sam.
But that's where it comes to, you know. That's where it comes to. This walk is an individual walk, and it's a walk that's fulfilling. It's definitely fulfilling. God is who he is. It's a fulfilling life, and we are so proud of you, Berta, for making those decisions.
Amen.
To put some boundaries in your life, to get some principles. That's a vision you have, and without vision, the people perish. So you're causing yourself to walk in life, and so we're proud of you for that.
You know, I heard that today from my mother.
Wow. Thank God.
Baby, I was shocked blankless. Do you know the other word? I was shocked. I haven't heard that from her. I want to say never.
Oh.
I want to say she never said that to me today, and I was shocked. And then she didn't even curse. And you know she is a savior just like I was. Like I'm working on right now. Like I'm working on.
Hallelujah.
Heal, Lord. Heal.
Yes. It was actually real nice. She didn't curse. She was cheerful today. She came and spent a night with me, and then she ended up leaving. You know, but yeah, it was actually really good. She didn't curse. I showed her the swear job. She didn't curse. It was beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just trying, you know, going through the stuff I went through and trying to get somewhere else in life. It's a struggle. You know, it's really a struggle for me the last 4 days, trying to turn down everything. But it's working out for the best.
Uh-oh.
The difference is I was doing it for everybody else, and now I'm doing it for me.
That's it.
Mm.
Yeah, I wanted to fit in. I saw y'all doing it, you and, you know, the rest of the church members, and I want to be like that. I want to dress like that. I want to act like that. I want to speak in tongues. Yeah, I'll start speaking in tongues. I'm an older shit. I don't know what I'm talking about. I was doing it because I was doing it. Now I'm doing it because I want to.
Stand by.
Listen up, everybody. Tony Billy Boy has been in prison for 25 years. He's only been out for 3 days. The last time you were a free man, the Brooklyn Dodgers were still the Brooklyn Dodgers, and Eisenhower was your president. Laura, Amanda's intrigued with Billy Boy. Billy Boy, ask Amanda for a date.
We could go to the Paramount, maybe.
There is no more Brooklyn Paramount. It's been taken over by some college.
Or the Alvey.
That's gone, too. You're a regular Rip Van Winkle, aren't you? What have you been doing this time?
It's hard to explain.
I can't believe
and
it.
And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times.
It's been a long time since I've been on a date.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello. You're all I've ever wanted.
me you're looking for?
Oh, my God.
I remember when I met my baby. She's just crazy about Lionel Richie. And Lionel Richie actually looks like, I mean, her father and Lionel Richie can be passed for brothers. Actually, I'm serious, y'all. They have a saying.
That's true.
And, you know, I'm going to tell something on my queen. Because, you know, y'all act like y'all haven't had y'all pancakes and eggs.
Lord
so
Jesus.
I'm praying for y'all queens.
Lord Jesus.
One of the times that I really fell in love with my wife is deeper in love, because I believe you never stop falling in love. And I was teasing her one day, and she was maybe 5 months pregnant, and she always used to dance. She always used to dance. She's pregnant. It looks so cute. Baby would be breaking it down, boy, just snapping her hand. And I was like, I said, baby, that look kind of funny, but go ahead, baby, do your thing. So we cook together. She's a fabulous cook. And we cook together. And one day I was in the kitchen. I was testing her. I said, let me see how far can I go with this.
Man, no.
I started talking about this girl, how fine she was.
Uh-oh.
How sexy she was, how her eyes were bat and lightning was zigzag across the sky, and how every step she made looked like the rivers would run. And I was talking about this beautiful girl, her hair, her nails, her lips. And Queen Katrina snapped. And the next thing I knew, I was on the floor in the kitchen. She had her knee on my neck. And she said, M, if you ever. And I said, baby, I was talking about you.
Katrina, you said that.
I said it. And he was laughing.
Hormone. Hey, Katrina, it was Trina.
We have
and
our
you
good
don't even
friend
know how
back.
You got on the floor.
You know what? The cane was down. I started to say, pimp down, help.
And you know what? If I was there, I'd have been on the floor busting up laughing.
And
you would have, because I know it was funny. Roger was laughing.
Oh, man.
I was like, how is he going to laugh? That's what made
Katrina.
It made it worse.
You didn't tell Roderick you was a martial artist, huh?
No, she did.
He knew.
Oh, Jesus.
That was a street thug right there. That was a street thug.
Okay.
It was her. I thought Yo-Yo was coming out.
I got to tell y'all another one. I love my baby. She allows me to do two, baby. You said two. I can only
do
two.
I know exactly which one you're about to go to. Don't do that.
Come on, baby. I love you, baby. I'll make up tonight, baby. I'll make up tonight. Now watch this. We were sitting in a car, Alberta and Tilly.
Oh, I knew it.
And I will never forget this. And we were having our little discussion, argument discussion. And I was saying my, you know, what I wanted to say, and she was looking at me, and that's why I love her when she do that. She come back with it.
Ooh.
And she looked at me, and she did like this. And the glove department, she opened it up, and I said, it better not be no gun in there. But she opened up that glove department. What do you call it? A department, whatever it is.
A glove department.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She grabbed it by both of her hands, and the anointing of Samson came upon her. She grabbed that thing, and she ripped it off. She ripped the door off. And I said, you got to be the most ignorant. You tore up your own top. She looked at me. Look, y'all. She looked at me and said, man of God, shut up. Shut it up. Can we pray? No!
Katrina, that's wrong. Get towards the little, that door that is connected with
locked.
Two
hands. It was locked, y'all.
And I was trying to go into the glove compartment and get something out. But I was, you know, women are emotional creatures. I was emotional and, well, hallelujah. Praise.
Ripped it right on off.
Ripped it.
It was in my way.
That's almost like Medea. Why a hanger? Katrina said, "Oh, glove compartment door."
It was in my way.
Watch it, Apostle. Watch it. It was in her way.
Okay.
Look, I was scared. You know, that's the first time I said, I haven't said this in a long time. I said, Mama. And y'all know how I believe in saying help. I went, help.
Help.
You got to put the L in it. Help.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait until you guys do the theatrical ministry for relationships.
It's going to be crazy. It's going
to
be crazy.
Oh, my God. We're going to pass out. We're going to be passing out handkerchiefs. When they walk in.
Because
they don't need it.
Yes.
I gotta let y'all hear a poem that I've written to my baby. It's real short. Check it out. This is to you, darling.
Aww.
Will I find love searching, it seems, a lifetime? My soul is seeking a romantic rescue from an unfulfilled dream of true love, hopes and visions of a someday that seems to never come. My wish is, my hope is, that love would cease to run away at every glimpse of maybe this could be the one my heart has looked for. Forever will only be a moment if this love is true. Waiting would only be a short period in my waiting and hoping for this one thing my heart yearns for, is someone to love me as I love myself. Why the pain, why the shame, why the fear of wondering, is this going to last? How long is too long? To when it takes so long to come. My heart isn't strong enough for another what if. My mind is not strong enough for another what if. My feelings are not strong enough for another what if. What if it isn't true that I am loved as I love myself? How often do we search for something that we have not discovered in ourselves? How often do we wish for something that we know we're incapable, yet willing to give someone else that which we want in return?
That's to my baby, y'all.
Oh, thank you. You got me in tears.
Oh.
Somebody pass the handkerchief. Somebody pass the Kleenex.
Katrina, you're so glad.
Yes.
She is so. You know what I tell people? I tell you women, you wives out there, listen to me. The word wife is a big if and a big we. Is we or if. I'm glad that I found somebody that took the two letters, W-E, and made them more important than if.
Amen. Glory to God. That is an honorable position. Wow. Wow.
And I bestow upon you, I bestow upon you women that are single. I felt this, and then, I'm sorry, Sylvia. I bestow upon you the grace of marriage.
Amen.
And that your dating would be hot as fire. And that your engagement would be even hotter than the dating.
Thank you, Jesus.
I prophesy.
Thank you, Jesus.
In 2011, there's going to be weddings.
Thank
weddings,
you.
Weddings. Alberta, quit. Alberta, quit.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Sylvia. I'm praying for
I'm
you.
I'm over here busting up laughing because Alberta Tunnel.
She get on my nerves. I love her, but she get on my nerves. Lord Jesus. Go ahead, Alberta. I mean, Sylvia.
Oh, I don't have nothing to say. That's all right. Alberta doing all that coughing over there.
Yeah. She called
me. That the other night.
She did?
Yes, he was prophesying that somebody on the panel was going to be married in 4 months and the other one was going to be married in 6 months. And so I was saying amen, and then you said something. I mean the women on the panel, and Alberta in the background. Just like all that's going to stop the miracle of God.
Hello. Look, I just played Hello by Lionel Richie.
Thank you.
He's going to be singing Deborah Cox, How Did You Get Here?
What is she going to be singing, baby?
She's going to be singing Deborah Cox, How Did You Get Here?
Oh, so the joke's on me tonight, huh?
Come on, they just told stories about me tearing up a glove compartment. Come on.
Honey, yours is better than mine. I ain't telling no stories.
Alberta?
Yes, Apostle. I got a friend on the line. She wanna. Oh no, he didn't.
I'll bring her in. I'll bring her in. Hold on, stand by. We dedicate this to Alberta. Sing it, Alberta. Sing it. Better not say no.
When I turn around, again love has not been down. My heart got broken, knew it hurt so bad. I'm passing love with a scan.
So I place my heart under lock and key.
Ooh, yeah.
Take some time and take care of me.
Boy, I turn around and you're standing here.
Sing it, Alberta. Sing it, girl. Let love in. Sexy chocolate. Let love in.
Then falling again, when will I ever learn? Knowing it's here.
what happens?
Hey, hello.
Girl.
They see my song. They see my song back in the days.
Okay, you said you had your friend on?
Yes. Hello, Krista. Hello. She's been texting me the whole time we was talking, almost 30 minutes. I'm afraid to talk and all this other stuff.
Oh, my God.
Really? Bring her back. What's her area code? Because I see a number here, but I have no signal from the switchboard.
225.
This one is 203.
No, she's just a if I'm not mistaken.
Well, what's on your mind
now? 203. That's 203.
That's it? Okay, I'm going to click it in. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. What's your name, sweetie?
My name's Krista. I'm Alberta's friend.
Well.
Hi, Boo.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Alberta.
That's my friend from the computer class. We just graduated yesterday. So I told you it's happy to get all the hundreds.
Congratulations.
Yay, congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Oh, my God. Yay.
Crystal.
Yeah.
We're dealing with relationship drama, and Alberta is such a friend to I and Katrina and our good friend Sylvia Browning. Is there a question on your heart concerning relationships or love? Feel free to speak on that or ask a question. You're so welcome.
I really don't have a question to ask. I was just listening in, and she told me about it, and I wanted to listen in and see what it was all about.
My queen is on with me, Katrina. Queen Katrina.
How are you, Krista?
Hi.
We are so glad that you called in.
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. I'm very good that you, now we know that you were listening in with us and that hopefully you're enjoying yourself, and if you have anything to say, feel free to just go ahead and comment, because we're all here. It's an open forum, and you're free.
Oh, I didn't tell you how she did your flyers.
Are you serious?
Oh, she did the flyers. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She told me everything to write, and I was the one typing it up for her, because I can type quicker than her.
Wow. You know, we all could do things quicker than Alberta. You know, she's... No, I'm just playing.
Give us hope, but it's good.
No, we love her. And you know what? Let me say to you, this is a different type of format. It's what God is doing in this hour. He's God is not stuck up, you know. God is not uptight. And so we're trying to present something that will cause people to relax and just express their spirits. And are you in relationship, if I can ask, or married, or?
I'm engaged.
You are engaged. Yay! Come on, y'all.
That's a blessing.
Anything you want to say, my queen, you queens that are on to Crystal?
Well, she already know I love her to death.
To life.
To life.
To life.
Pray for your engagement and your union, and we ask that God would kiss it. Because if God be in your marriage or your union, then it's all good.
Amen.
Amen.
I decree and declare that your communication will be, I mean, as open as the planet itself. And I thank God that even as Katrina and Roderick always say, you guys will be night lovers as well as day lovers. And I just speak that 24/7, 365 days. And as you grow older in the things of God and in one another, as you start as I see a lot of people when they're older, they start looking alike. But I decree and declare that you guys will, you won't even have to say anything, that your husband-to-be will just catch it in the spirit and be like, oh, baby, I already know what you want. I decree and declare that your sensitivity to one another will be one, not just flesh and blood and bones, but even your senses, your desires, your mind, the way you think, the way you move. He's going to study you, and you're going to study him. And you're going to like everything about him, and he's going to like everything about you. And you're going to love everything about him, and he's going to love everything about you. I thank God that he'll know every increment about your body, and you're going to know every increment about his body. You're going to know everything, even when you guys are far apart, whether you're traveling on vacation or you're working. You're going to sense in your spirit when something ain't right, when something is right. You're going to know it, and you're going to be like, baby, I caught that. I felt that. You okay? And he's going to be like, wow, yeah, baby, I'm fine. I'm glad that you sensitive. So I speak that over you in the name of Jesus. And when the enemy do come, you'll be able to shut him down as quick as he came. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I thank the Lord that you guys are going to be mentors to the younger generation as well on what relationship and love and kindness and being able to exhort one another in all areas. Amen. And that you're going to set an example. And matter of fact, I break any curse of divorce and separation on either side of your family right now. Let it be known tonight that you guys are going to break barriers that other relationships in your families did not.
Wow.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yes.
Stand by, y'all. I feel another one coming. Crystal?
Yes, I'm here.
This is for you. Check it out.
I love you. When I'm with you, I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip to the jive. I'm in the groove, darling.
Now you're really sending me, Jackson.
Now you set my soul on fire. It is not just a little spark. It is a flame. A big roaring flame. I can feel it now. It is burning. Burning.
That's how I proposed to my wife. Y'all pray for me. I need Jesus. I need Jesus every step of the way.
Oh, you got him. You got him.
Oh, I
got
him.
Thank you, Lord.
I need him more. I need him more. But listen, love is happiness. Love is joy now. Mm-hmm. And I just think that it's time to let loose and just let love be what it is.
Yeah.
Don't y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
What are some of the things, ladies, since we have you all on, that you look for in a relationship?
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
It is.
Friendship.
Wow. That's good.
Yes.
Yes.
Honesty.
Woo.
Phew.
Trust.
Oh, Lord. That's good.
Yes.
A given
spirit.
Heart.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
What are some of the things you all feel that women have not deserved that they've gotten in relationships in our society?
Abuse.
That's right. Mm.
Disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the good men.
What did that
word to say? Who was that?
That was a good one, Berta.
Okay. Wow. Is there still hope, people, for happy, happy relationships, happy marriages, and happy homes?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like a marriage revival coming on.
Mm-hmm. You're already doing the deliverance. Where there's a deliverance, there is a revival.
Preach, woman.
Yes.
A lot of people, you know, they say we're putting on a revival. What are you reviving? The same dead thing that's in the...
Amen.
You know that old movie, The Raising of the Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. You got to have deliverance.
Yes.
And because, you know, yeah, some folk want God to revive their mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that old saying that, you know, God will turn your mess into a bless.
Mm. Yes, yes.
But there's a lot of deliverance that has taken place. I haven't laughed so hard in the last couple of weeks, like, oh, my God. They probably thinking, oh, my God, she's supposed to be a prophetess. She's over here busting up more than everybody. Yeah, I am. That's me.
That's right. Do you know some people hate when people are happy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What you happy about? Somebody say, good morning. What's good about it? You know what I say? You woke up.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have been good if they woke up and couldn't move, huh?
My God.
Mm. All they could do is just look around.
Batting the eyes.
Oh, gee. So we thank the Lord. Yeah. I tell people, I said, you know what? I said, don't do anything funny. Because if you do, that's it. I'm going to bust up. I have people that are multi-millionaire all around me. They know me.
Yes.
They know,
yes,
I'm going to crack up. You know, pass the handkerchief. I'll be discreet about it. But if it's hilarious, it's over. But don't take me to an expensive meeting. Oh, Jesus. I love laughter. I love happiness. It's the joy of the Lord. It reduces endorphins,
yes,
and causes your body to heal. And right now, my body,
amen,
is totally healed.
Amen.
That's what
amen
I love.
Yes.
Y'all, I got to do this. This song is one of me and my wife's favorite songs. This is deep, y'all. You that are listening, sit in a cozy place and just sit down with your man, your woman, and listen to this song. It's so romantic. My boy Gerald LaVert and Tamia, check it out.
Suddenly every time you are near.
Fall down from the sky. like they do. That is why all the guys in town follow you all around. For a minute, I'd settle for an hour. And if you could stay just for one day, that would make me so happy, happy, baby. See, it won't hurt to give another try. Girl, don't you pass me by, but I'm not gonna go. Gonna love,
gonna
and
love,
treat you like a queen.
That's deep, y'all.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, there is a stage two when becoming adults. When we as adults grow up, we stop making childish mistakes as husbands and wives that destroys our homes, the problem with our families. It's a great problem is many adults aren't willing to receive home training as we grow older.
That's right.
Mm. Home training never stops.
That's right. Amen.
So I want to encourage everyone to believe in love. Believe in love again. Whether you've been hurt, whether you have just felt like this is it, believe in love again. Because love will sneak up on you. I've gotten to the point that I've said I would never get married again. And this woman, this woman came into my life in the most unorthodox way. And I'm not, Katrina and I are not selfish. We are praying. I mean, we are on our faces and praying for men and women. As we process what God has given us and we make the vision plain and we're writing and we are preparing for the marriage conference and family conferences, that's not going to be like anything else.
Amen.
Because we must not religiously make people feel like love is over. Love is just beginning. And we have a, Katrina and I have committed ourselves on a home revivals, marriage revivals, restoration.
Yes.
I did this before, y'all, great people of God. Instead of having what people call, I quote, church service, we need to have love services.
Ooh, that's good.
And folk were saying, how you going to do that? You know, no, no. We need to have, and sometimes God put in our spirits, instead of having church services, have aerobics. Have dinners. See, y'all stop playing. Folk go to church and want to shout. One woman came to me, y'all. And she walked up, and the church was packed. And she came up, she said, I want prayer. She said, I want a husband. I said, he's already married. She said, you know what I mean. She said, I tell you what I want you to do. I told the organist, the guitars, I said, every musician come up here. And I said, I want y'all to begin to play that praise music. And I want y'all to rejoice. I told everybody to stand up. And this woman came, and I said, now run around the church. And I knew it would take her a long time. And I said, run. So she was running, and the music was going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And when she got to me, I said, run again. So she ran. I told some people to run with her, some women. And she ran. And she was. And the second time she came to me, she was like, I said, run again. And she was running, running. And when she came back, I said, if you keep doing this, that's the first preparation.
Wow.
Y'all get it tomorrow.
You no, gotta, we got it. Gotta be sensitive. I want, you know.
No, see, God said to me, if you stop trying, I can't do it. I have to be a father. We've got to start loving ourselves like we expect.
Yes.
I'm talking about men, too. Men and women, we need to love ourselves like we want to be loved. Now, y'all ain't going to lie. Listen, y'all. I'm going to say it. The old-fashioned way was to pick that woman up before you go into your house.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Ain't nothing like a romantic pickup. It's nothing like a man picking up a woman. Pick her up.
That's right.
Pick her up on that wedding night. Slam her against the wall and hold her up against the ceiling. And ask her, what's your name? What's my name? Pick her up. Pick her up and slap her on the blessed God.
Hello?
Oh.
Turn her around and spin her up and throw her up in the air and catch her. Throw her up in the air and then jump on my bed on your back and go, you better land right. You better land right. But let me tell you some women. Will he be healthy when he gets through?
Come on.
Come on now.
I know y'all love
it. But that's why I like big, strong men.
Wait, Alberta is on the same page. Now she wants a big straw man. She just put in her first request.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you heard
Stop it.
Give her a big strong man.
Yes. Alberta, can I add something to that? And Lord, let him be a coach.
Go ahead.
I heard, you know what, as you were speaking, Alberta, I heard the Lord, the Holy Spirit saying a man in an athletic department. And I said, well, let him be an NBA coach or NFL coach, but let him be a very high, have a wonderful income. I mean, out there. I mean, travels and want you with him wherever he go. And you love crowds of people. So that would be a wonderful arena for you.
Wow.
See,
well,
when you ask for a husband, I call for a high income. Let this man be everything.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
make sure we have the same to them.
What'd you say, Queen?
Make sure we're everything to the men, too.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yes, you.
That's right.
Oh, and I heard of it.
Who was that?
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Alberta.
Yes.
Oh, she done got off. Yes.
I'm still on the line.
Hey, y'all.
Yes.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up. Now, y'all got to sing along. See, we're letting y'all know that when people love God, they don't lose themselves. Are y'all ready? Y'all know it. Ready? One, two, three, go.
You
You want my love and empire. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on, y'all. Ow. Come on, y'all. Hit that note, y'all. I ain't gonna mess with Phillip Bailey.
I know.
Miss
Ronnie. I need a lyric. I don't know the song.
Well, it's been a long time.
I don't know either, so.
Huh? Was that who was that?
Crystal. Is her name Katrina? Crystal. Oh, Crystal.
That was Sylvia. Crystal?
I don't know that song either.
Oh, you don't?
No.
let's see if I can find one, you know. Check this out. Y'all gotta know this one. Y'all know that one?
Yes.
No, yes.
Yes.
I know it.
Yes. Yeah, we know that one. That's Avant.
That's our song, ain't it, baby?
That's our song, baby.
But I can hear the religious folk. Religious folk be like, y'all supposed to love the Lord. Watch this. Come out from the world and be separated. I am separated. You better believe I'm separated. I'm so separated. Me and my wife was walking in the mall. I grabbed her and wet my lips. I gave her the sloppiest kiss. We did it. Come on, Ed. I was hoping somebody say, I saw the man of God. He was kissing a woman. Because let me tell you something.
Yes.
Go ahead, baby.
You made me think about the revival in Martinsville, Indiana.
Yeah.
Now, this Martinsville, Indiana is one of these racist spots where the people were saying, we got to get Bishop out of there. That's all the people were. But Roger had ministered, and he was saying that people, because, you know, I would frequent wigs, right? I would wear different wigs. And he says that the people are going to start saying, oh, I saw Apostle Owens be coming at a hotel with another woman.
Oh!
My wig was and it was just to say, sometimes you have to play it up. There's nothing wrong
uh-huh.
with role playing.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
Oh, they cheat with your mate.
Uh-oh, she on our book. Baby, you tell it.
Don't worry.
See,
be
I have.
Everything.
Go ahead, baby.
I was just saying, be everything. Go ahead.
Hello.
Baby.
How to cheat and stay saved? I have a vision of me and my wife, and I said we'll go into a bar and we'll act like we don't know each other.
Oh, Mrs. and Mrs. Jones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit in there. Oh, boy, you better be good. I'll pull that song out. Keep on talking. You know, seriously, y'all, I told a preacher one time he was having problems in his ministry. And we were sent there to help establish some things in his ministry.
Yes.
And he asked me, what did I think so far? We brought the praise team. God really used us, to God be the glory. and people began to come. And so, baby, you remember this. So he took me in his office. He said, I want you to tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What is my problem? I said, And then I said to him, I said, get ready. You do not show affection toward your wife before the congregation. That's one of your biggest problems.
Yes, you did.
I believe, my queen and I, we stand up together, whether we minister at different times, but a lot of times we stand together. I will show her affection. Now, I'm not going to, you know, show them the rated stuff, but I will show her affection in front of people. And it's a natural thing with me because I saw it from my father. So I'm not trying to put our marriage out there because we're not going to do that. We're not in competition with our loves, but we are affectionate in front of people. And that's what I see for you women, an affectionate man, that loves you.
Amen.
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 Anything else before we go off the air? Tomorrow night is going to be completely different than any night. I'm going to surprise you all. Sylvia, I feel you.
What?
I don't know, but I feel you. What's on your heart? Katrina.
Yes.
Are y'all having communion and not letting me know?
No, we are having communion. This is a wonderful communion that we are having. Communion in the Holy Ghost.
I had some chicken, but I didn't have no communion. I put the phone on mute and was tearing it up.
You know what?
What?
That's wrong.
I'm praying for you.
I know.
That's okay.
She's cheating, you know, y'all. She's cheating.
Yes, she is.
I sure did. That chicken called my name. I answered it.
Ooh. Look, that chicken was going.
It knew my name. I said, "What you doing, Fred?"
Listen. I actually walked in a store one time, and one of my weakness was chocolate. And I walked past, and some said, "Roger." I said, "Who?" "I'm talking to you." I said, "What the what?" "Come and get me."
Roderick, I got you beat. I love food so much. If we spoke a recipe and it was real good, because I'm a good cook, I'd get dizzy. About to faint. It'd be so good.
We're about to go off, y'all, in 2 minutes. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless.
God bless everybody.